So let's move on from taxes to another right of this late winter season, spring training and the world of sports, which we talk about on most Wednesdays. Radio Boston's own Chris Siderick is with us. And Chris, good to have you here.
Yeah, good to be here. Thanks, Anthony.
All right, we'll get to spring training. But first, I know the Red Sox, the Patriots have both captured titles in the last few months. There's another team in town that was supposed to be a big title contender, and that's the Boston Celtics. How are things going for them so far?
Well, if you had asked me this yesterday, I would have said the sky is falling. So right. I'm glad we're talking about this today. The Celtics had a big win last night against the Philadelphia 76ers. I say it's a big win because they were coming off a two-game losing streak, which doesn't sound like much, but those were two really bad losses last Thursday to the Lakers and Saturday to the Clippers. In both those games, the Celtics were up big and blew these big leads to end up losing. And it was kind of a microcosm for what's gone on with this team all year. They've really struggled with chemistry and guys knowing their roles. And that really comes down to the three young guys, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, and Terry Rozier. And it's kind of understandable when you think about what happened. These guys, those three, led this team to the Eastern Conference Finals last year, Game 7, basically 4 minutes away from the title game. They eventually got beat by LeBron and the Cavs. But they all played huge roles and stepped up to the moment. Now, Gordon Hayward is back from injury. Kyrie Irving is back from injury. And those guys have taken those minutes away. These three young guys have less opportunity. They're trying to figure out how to still shine in the moments they get. But honestly, they're struggling with how to figure it out.
Interesting. Still, that win last night against Philadelphia, pretty big deal, right? Because Philly's supposed to be one of the better teams.
Yeah, they're one of the better teams. And they got better at the trade deadline, unlike the Celtics. They didn't really make any big moves. Philly brought in Tobias Harris, who's an excellent three-point shooter. That was one of their weaknesses. But the Celtics have done really well against the 76ers in the past. And you saw this kind of energy and this lockdown defense last night that really we haven't seen from the Celtics throughout the year. So that is an encouraging sight for sure.
So big question, is this team, this version of the Celtics, a title contender? And what do they need to make a successful run?
Well, I would say they are a title contender if they can play like they played last night. They've got to bring that energy and that effort.
Right.
You saw great ball movement last night, those quick passes, finding the open look. They were great on help defense. If one guy gets burned, the next guy steps up to make the play. And so they really need to capture that energy and that effort. That's really going to be the key. An interesting stat, Kyrie Irving, we mentioned already, he was out last night. This team with Kyrie in the lineup is 28-19. They're 8-2 without him. Really interesting.
That is interesting. Now, why? I mean, he's supposed to be one of the best players in the league, right? I mean, those, wait, say again, 28-19 with him.
Yeah.
Without him,
8-2. So small sample size, first of all. And he is one of the best players in the league. He is incredibly talented, and he has played well this year. But there's something about having him on the floor. So much of the offense flows through him that guys are struggling a bit to kind of find where they fit in the system. And that can take away from, honestly, the fun of the game. Marcus Morris was talking to reporters after the 28-point lead that the Celts blew on Saturday. And basically, they got booed off the court by their own fans. Here he is.
For me, it's not really about the loss. It's about the attitudes that we're playing with. You know, guys are, you know, hanging their heads. It's not fun, man. Like, it's not fun. We're not competing at a high level. You know, even though we're winning, it's still not fun. You know, I don't see the joy in the game.
Yeah, it doesn't sound very joyful.
Yeah, you can hear it in his voice, right?
Yeah.
And I mean, you know this, Anthony.
Right.
Teams are better when guys are out there having fun working together. And he did say after the win last night, that was fun.
All right, so really quickly, another Boston team that will probably be heading to the postseason this April are the Boston Bruins. Give us your quick take on them.
The Bruins are in a decent spot. The hockey, first of all, as long as you get into the playoffs, you have a chance to win the title. It is a much more topsy-turvy kind of playoff system. They right now are holding third in their division. They're squarely in the playoffs. The question will be, do they make a move before the NHL trade deadline, which is February 25th? They just lost David Pastrnak. He's their leading goal scorer. And the Bruins GM, Don Sweeney, is kind of grappling with this question of, do we bring in a rental player? Do we give up cheap young talent in order to bring a guy who's only going to be here for a short window? They basically did that last year with Rick Nash under the assumption they'd be able to sign him long term. Rick Nash ended up getting a serious concussion and ended up retiring. So Don Sweeney has said he's not sure he wants to make that move for just a 1-year player.
All right. So I want to make sure that we touch on this. I want to make sure that we mention briefly while we're talking hockey that BU has some major celebrating to do after the women's team won the Beanpot last night, right?
First women's hockey team win for BU since 1981, and it's their first win as a varsity team. They were actually just a club team in 81. They took down Harvard last night 3-2 in overtime. Junior Sammy Davis got the game-winning goal, and I love it. She said the team motto for this season has been, do it for the ladies of the 80s. Great win there.
Great win. All right, indeed. Okay, so I saved the best for last. I want to talk about spring training.
I knew this one was in your wheelhouse.
Right in my wheelhouse. But, I mean, here we are, midwinter, but, you know, signs of spring. Days are getting a little longer. Pitchers and catchers have reported. What do you see down there from Florida?
Well, this is going to be interesting. I love a title defense. That's one of my favorite storylines in sports. Can you come back from the greatest moment of euphoria and do it again? Because it starts over, and that grind, you know, in baseball is tough.
It is tough.
So their season starts March 28th. The home opener is April 9th. There are a lot of questions facing this team, from the bullpen to the starting rotation. It'll be really interesting to see kind of how they approach the year.
All right. Well, lots to watch. Radio Boston's Chris Sidorek bringing us up to date with the world of sports. Chris, thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Listeners, stay with us. Coming up, would you like to see municipal internet in your town? We're going to be talking about the coming tech revolution and fiber optics and why America might be missing it. Stay with us. I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.
Wait, don't go yet.
Because you already know how to download a podcast.
But if you have any other tech or life question, maybe we can help you. WBUR is working on a new show, and we need your tech questions.
Or maybe your parents' questions. Just click that little phone-shaped app on your cell phone and leave a message. 617-917-4717.
Yes, we know. How quaint. A phone call. But give it a try. 617-917-4717.